Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. If you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today we're speaking with Mr. Steve Cahan, author of a new book called Be a Startup Superstar. The book teaches those graduating college and young professionals how to earn a great living doing what they love by igniting their career at a tech startup. Today he will share lessons learned in over 30 years for how young professionals or those that feel stuck in the corporate world can earn a great living doing what they love by igniting their career in a technology startup. And Mr. Cahan, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Great to be here.
So Mr. Cahan, to kick things off here today, what exactly is a startup for those that really don't understand the term?
So according to the United States Small Business Administration, a startup is a company that's been in business for under a year and is in the formative stages. But to me, that actually paints a poor picture of what defines a startup. And according to a friend of mine, Doug Irwin, who's chairman of a venture capital company, he uses a far better definition. He says that a startup is a company that operates like it's the last frontier for outlaws, a place where nonconformists can live, create, and sell their ideas. And to me, that's really cool. I mean, who doesn't want to be involved in that? In many ways, it's a place where you get to be the rough-riding rebel running circles around slow-moving, bureaucratic, large organizations. So a startup is, it's really a culture. It's a mindset. It's a typically a small team of crazies hell-bent on changing the world.
And couldn't think of a better way to explain that, what a startup is, and thanks so much. Good stuff. Why work for a startup instead of a large corporation, and are there not more job opportunities at larger corporations?
Well, there certainly are a lot of opportunities in large corporations. And what people don't realize, however, if you think of the Fortune 500, for example, there obviously can only be maybe 500 CEO positions and maybe 5,000 in the C-suite all told. And that means that your odds of getting into the C-suite in the Fortune 500 are about the same as your odds of being drafted into the National Football League, where 254 players are selected in each year's NFL draft, because there just aren't that many, versus the 46,000 startups in the United States alone that are venture-backed. And when you think about the difference of a startup versus a large corporation, I started my career in a large corporation, and what I learned is they're oftentimes burdened with incumbent mindsets. You're hired into a smaller, often pigeonholed role. They're, in many ways, giant ships. They're harder to maneuver, slower to change course. There tends to be more bureaucracy or acceptance of the status quo. And a startup is very different. So unlike a giant ship, a startup is more like a speedboat darting around that giant ship. There tends to be more innovation. They move fast. So in many ways, there's lots of change, but if you're more entrepreneurial, a startup is a place that you very much should consider and where you might want to be.
If you would, tell us, how does one find the best startup opportunities?
Yeah, so there are lots of obvious ways that you might look for the best startup opportunities. But what I look at also are some overlooked places where people might find startups. So first and foremost, there are what's known as, at least in the tech world, technology accelerators. And these are application-only programs where these accelerators provide capital, mentorship, and educational opportunities to the companies that they're funding. And what's interesting, and it's literally these accelerators exist in every city. And if you Googled accelerators in your city, you will find them and find that many of those companies underneath those accelerators post job openings across all functions. And a lot of people don't think about that. Another way to find great opportunities at startups is to go reach out to the hiring managers directly. For example, in my case, if I get a sincere, well-worded reach out from those that are looking to take their career forward, oftentimes I might get them via LinkedIn Messenger, for example, where someone sort of explains that they're looking to take their career in the same trajectory, what you'll find is that a lot of times that the executives that you're talking to realize that there are people that help them in their careers along the way, and they want to pay it forward. And so that reach out obviously is direct, and it's something where then you get the opportunity, if done so in a sincere way, to then kind of transition the conversation to yourself and how you might follow a similar path, which then builds visibility of you to that senior executive, which oftentimes creates a number of opportunities. It could be at that startup that's desperate for hiring, or it could be networked to some other company from that senior executive. So don't be intimidated if people don't respond as much as you might like. These execs are busy, but also don't hesitate from reaching out to them directly, because you'll often find that there are more great opportunities found that way than what you might imagine.
And certainly do appreciate the input on that today. We're joined by Mr. Steve Cahan, author of the new book called Be a Startup Superstar, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, how do you separate a startup with a good story from a good chance at success?
Right. So I have had the blessing to work with seven startups, all of whom successfully sold or gone public, generating over $3 billion in shareholder value. And so if I just went to one or two, maybe it would be luck. But the fact that this has happened multiple times, I've certainly learned a few things along the way. And so the things that I look at are as follows. So when I think of getting into a great startup, I look first and foremost if there are quality people who share my values. And so the people reflect the company culture. So when you're interviewing, if you don't think you can respect, trust, or admire the people involved, move on. Secondly, I look at whether or not that the concept for that company fills a big market need. So customers don't spend money on nice-to-solve problems. They spend money on must-solve problems. And there's lots of information that's often out there with analysts that would be published on the market size, and that is something that you really ought to research and look into. And don't worry if there's competition. It's really indicative that there's a market. Worry if you see that there is no competition. And then finally, I look for whether the startup itself is well-funded. So naturally, you want to choose a startup that has a long enough runway to get off the ground. So ask questions, make sure that the company is properly capitalized so you have the best chance for growth and stability.
Another question for you. What skills or experiences make for a standout candidate at a startup?
I think there are a few that I look at for sure. So first and foremost is people who embrace accountability to get things done. So startups tend to be smaller. You can't hide. So you have to embrace accountability and love it. People who communicate in thoughtful, smart, confident, and respectful ways certainly catch my eyes. People who ask more questions as well, who perhaps realize that there's lots to learn, that they don't have all the answers. People who are not I people, those are typically those that will take all the credit, but are we people. So people who will work well with a team and will work well across teams, across functions as well. I think someone who's prepared to work hard because there's no easy button, but then also someone who has persistence and tenacity. Without question, you're going up against oftentimes bigger, better funded competitors when you're at a startup. And so you've got to be someone who is willing to just plow through obstacles that will naturally come your way, which means that you've got to be persistent and patient at the same time. And so really it's the combination of all of those skills, interests, and experiences, in my view, that make you a standout candidate.
Also, Mr. Cahan, what questions should be asked when considering a startup's potential?
So there are several questions that I typically ask that often don't get asked. So, for example, why is now the time for your company to exist? What key milestones has the company achieved? What do you love about your team, and why are you the ones to solve the problem? Tell me about your first paying customer or just a paying customer, and what are the revenue expectations over the next year? How much has the company raised, and what is its runway? Who are your investors, and why did you choose them? And this one, to me, it really helps you understand on the value side. If you weren't building your startup, what would you be doing? These are questions that people oftentimes don't think about, but it really causes the person on the other side of the table to think, but it is just quite revealing when you get those answers, and they really help you make it the best decision possible for your career.
A lot of great posing questions right there, and I understand you just released your first book entitled Be a Startup Superstar, as we mentioned. For all the young professionals out there who feel stuck in their careers, how can this book be of help to them?
So what the book does is it covers, first of all, why you might want to choose a startup over a large corporation. It expands on some of what we covered. It talks about how to find and land a job at the very best startup. And then under what I call 7 keys to the C-suite, there are 35 actions, attitudes, and behaviors that one should have once you join a startup where you can learn how to maximize success. It's written very much in a format that is actionable so that you can take the information, put it to use right away. There's examples through my career and the careers of others to illustrate how you'd go about doing that. And then I'm certainly someone, as you're reading the book, that if you get on the book's website, there have been people that have come back to me with questions, and I answer every single one of them.
Well, we certainly appreciate what you do in this space and for writing this book, Be a Startup Superstar. And this resource is tremendous, and really appreciate your coming out and sharing your insight and expertise with the listening audience. You mentioned your website earlier. Where can listeners get more information on the book, yourself, and also be in touch as well?
To be in touch with me or to learn more about the book, you could go to www.astartupsuperstar.com. And, of course, the book is available at Amazon or really wherever books are sold online.
Again, Mr. Cahan, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. All the best.
Thank you so much. You too.
Again, we've been speaking with Mr. Steve Cahan, the author of a new book called Be a Startup Superstar. And for all the information and to pick up the book as well, visit BeAStartupSuperstar.com. This link will be included within the show notes of this broadcast. And again, this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7. Around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.